This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. It's Friday happy hour. We're having a happy hour. Some of us might have had a happy hour last night. Mary, let's get into it. Without further ado, tell me about your night with the Two Teas in a Pod live show.
You guys, I had a fucking blast. Like, the best night. Okay. And also, I'm a psychopath. Like, I am nuts.
Okay, Morgan Wade.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I invite my friends, Stephanie, Andrea, Chris, and Kevin. We like get dinner at Napizza in the marina before. And I'm like, oh, and then we'll go to Gilu after because at the pizza place, they only have wine, not hard alcohol. And like, I always like to have, you know, like a dirty martini.
Yeah.
So We go to Gilu across the street. I decide to get a Manhattan. So I get a Manhattan and the venue is like walking distance. So they gave me the VIP meet and greet, but that was going to be at 6 o'clock and I had already had dinner plans. So I was like, the show wasn't until 8. So I was like, I'm just going to go out to dinner with my friends and so be it.
Catch them after, hopefully.
Yeah. So we get to the venue, 7:45, and you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling.
What's the outfit? What did we wear? Good. Oh, well, we saw it. But tell us about your mob wife aesthetic.
It was very stressful, to be honest. I feel like I'm having a very hard time with jeans right now because I'm a skinny girl jeans fan, and I know they're out, and like the baggy jeans are in, and I just don't love them, and I find it really like awkward to try to wear like.
Wear your skinny jeans.
It was just like stressful and I just like didn't feel like I looked that cute. And I just like threw on, that's literally my aunt's from the 80s, like a real fur coat. Sorry, it's vintage. Sorry. You know, whatever. I know it's wrong, but whatever.
Don't be surprised if someone throws red paint on you the next time they see you.
Resourceful. So yeah, I just like go with that.
I loved your mob wife aesthetic. I literally sent a picture and that was the exact response I said. I was like, I love this. You look
well. Great. It's very in right now. So yeah. So anyways, get to the show and I'm just like so excited to be there. Like I am just like feeling it, you know. Meanwhile, I also literally told my friend I almost drove because I was like, maybe I should just drive tonight. Then I'll go home right after the show. I won't drink that much, you know. I got to work tomorrow. Da, da, da. She's like, I don't drive. I don't think that's good. I was like, okay, fine. So
the worst would be getting your car stuck there because then you had another drink or something.
But I wouldn't have because
sure,
whatever. You're responsible. But I had the free will because I Ubered.
Right.
So the show's going on and I'm like shouting out things. Like they come out to the Slim Shady. They definitely know what the crowd wants. So they immediately call Monica. That's the first thing they do. They talk to her for like 2.5 minutes. And basically like Monica alludes to like, I'm like on pause and cool off period and like kind of thinks that she'll come back next season in some capacity. Like that's. So I record this for 2.5 minutes. Meanwhile, guys, my phone was at 37% when I went to the show. That was not smart.
You sent me this video. I could not download it. It just had a circle around it. And then you sent me something else. And it was like created with iMovie. It had like this really weird 80s effect.
I was trying to send you this 2.5 minute video. Well, because of that, all my phone battery was like zapped.
Oh no.
My phone dies.
Travel with a portable charger, Mary.
Michael always usually has it, but he wasn't with you. So my phone dies. That is the worst thing that can happen to you at this type of thing. Or like literally you're there for the photos. Like BravoCon is just to get photos, you know?
This makes sense because I did text you and you stopped, like we were going back and forth and then you just stopped responding to me and I was like, wow, she must be having a great time. I was like, we had no story. I thought you were posting stories. Like you had a dead phone.
I had a dead phone. So, okay. So
after Monica, what happens next?
So yeah, but they know what the crowd wants. Like they're smart. They really are smart. They're feeding into the audience. Then they bring out the Eds and the Eds announce that they're going to do a podcast together.
Eddie and Edwin. What is it? Two E's and a.
Right. No, it's just called the Eds.
Oh, the Eds.
It's just called the Eds.
And what are they podcasting about?
Shane's going to be their first guest.
But what's the podcast about? Just them shooting the shit?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Oh. I'm not sure. And okay, then they bring out Emily. She does like an impression of Shannon.
Emily looks fab. She in the photos from Sam, she looks fabulous. Ozumpy and the hard work at the gym. She looks great.
Right. Okay. So then I get it in my head. I'm like, I'm getting backstage. I have to get backstage.
Did Angie and Cynthia come out? Is the show over? This is halfway through and you're deciding this.
So I'm halfway through and I decide this. And I actually have Emily's number. So I text her. She doesn't respond. But my phone's still working. Yeah, the phone's still alive. It's still working, but it's like on the okay. So basically then I notice this person that's like backstage and I just go up to them and I'm like, hey. And I'm like, I'm Mary from Two Judgy Girls. I'm just wondering if I can say hi to Emily. Like, can you just ask her? And she does, and they give me a wristband so I get to go back. So I'm back there with Emily. And
while
like
the show's still going on.
The show's going on. So like Cynthia's out there and then like Angie. Mind you, I have a very good buzz going. I think I'm talking to Edwin about his podcast.
About his podcast. You're giving him tips how to run a podcast.
Doing a podcast live. I've never even done a live podcast. Like, so embarrassed. Like, I don't even know what I was talking about. Okay,
I get
so
then you'd be like, Edwin, I run March like, Madness. Literally, did you talk about March Madness?
Sure. So, you know,
no, like, you just talked about how to start a podcast.
I don't know. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. So then I get it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I've like left my friends. Also, now my phone is actually dead. Mm-hmm. So I left my friends. I'm like, I got to go back. But I'm like, well, I'm going to bring them back here too. So I go to bring my friends back. And I'm like, they're like, do you have a wristband? I'm like, yeah. And then I'm just like, hold on to me, girls. They're like, no. Literally, the woman knew my name. She's like, Mary, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Made a name for yourself at this.
Well, I also know the bartender that works there. Like, she is very nice. She like, so it's
you're the mayor of San Francisco, the unofficial mayor.
San Francisco is like very small, by the way. Like, it is super small. So, okay. So then I think I try one more time to get my friend in, and my friend just like, no, like I'm not going in. So this is at like 9:45. So I go back there and I'm talking to Sean, Angie's husband. Then Teddy and Tamara come out because they're like off the show. This nice woman, I don't know who she is. My phone's dead. So right? She took a bunch of pictures for me and sent them to me. So then they're leaving and they're getting.
But let's talk about the photos, because the group you have on Teddy is.
They're so embarrassing. I made Tamara feel my fur. Like, I was like, feel, does it feel nice? I have all these photos of Tamara. Did I send you all of them of her touching my fur?
You sent me photos of you holding Teddy captive. You sent me.
You guys, there's like 15 photos. They're sincerely nuts. Like, I'm a crazy person.
Like, Mary and has known these people. These are old friends of Mary's that she is reuniting with 20 years later.
Oh, I thought I was with the group, because what happens is we all walk out together and they have Escalades. I hop in the Escalade with them.
Well,
I
don't even know. A ride. You don't have a working phone.
I don't even know where they're going. So I just get in the car with them.
I'm Who's in your car?
Angie. Teddy's in the front seat. There's like multiple people in the car. I think Cynthia was in the car. Like, I don't know. There were so many people in this goddamn car, including me, just in the back, the way, way back in that giant fucking fur. Okay. So we don't go far. They have a reservation at Balboa. So it's literally up the road. So we get out and I'm like, they have like huge amounts of tables. They're having, they bring them over like a tower of espresso martinis. Someone in the car must have told the security she's not with us, because I walk in with them and then the guy goes, oh, you can't sit down.
I would love to be a fly in the wall in that car.
I think I went as soon as I got to Balboa. Like, I knew I needed a charger because I needed to like get my Uber.
Yeah.
And I needed a phone. And
you're just being economical to the next stop to get closer to home. Even though you're the queen of Balboa, I can't believe that they told you.
But when he said that I couldn't sit with him, then I like immediately was like, I need to go home now.
Is this a Mean Girls promo? Are you promoing Mean Girls right now? You can't sit with us? Did Paramount put you up to this?
But also, like, I wonder which one told them, you know, like out of the group, like, were they just like, get rid of her? What a psychopath. How did she get in our car? Like, nuts.
Like, so then you charged.
So then I was the phone was able to turn on. I get an Uber and go right.
Now,
home.
Did you say goodbye? Because I think I was left.
Like, no,
as you left,
no,
we're
no,
like,
no.
Bye, Teddy. I was
so horrified. I was so embarrassed that they were like, you can't sit here. Like, I mean, yeah. As like, why did you think you were in the group? Like, how did you get in the car? Like, I slithered my way backstage and I slithered my way into that car. Like, step it back, honey. So embarrassing.
You and but I just approach events so different.
I had a freaking, I just love, like, I love working the system in any way possible. So
and
I really
when you
did.
Have a drink or two, you, the confidence
I get the courage.
Arises.
Yeah.
You like, are, I already like, do you have know it, who I am?
I already have. No, I'm not like that. I don't do that, but I'm like very
no, I mean, in the confidence, like you're saying, do you know who I'm? Like, I am Summer Mary. Like, you walk as if you're like, if I walk
no,
with
I just,
conviction
like,
and walk with confidence.
Exactly. Like, I mean. Also, it's like, you know, if someone tells you no, you're just asking the wrong person, you know? Like, I just love wheeling and dealing.
I would love.
So I had a blast. I would highly recommend the live shows. I mean, they're putting it on. They're giving you people what you want. Like, it's just
a ton of Bravo fans there because it was like the tickets weren't selling. But
no, there was way more people in there than there was a lot of people in there.
Okay.
It felt
like a packed show.
Yeah.
Did people recognize you?
Yeah, you know, I got there so late and stuff, though. Like,
didn't
I wasn't
have time to mingle.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would love to read because our friend Stephanie sent some text to me last night trying because I was like, oh, I can't get a hold of Mary. Like, I hope you guys are having fun. And she wrote, Tamara and Teddy are the most unbelievable friends I've ever seen. And so she's like, I was like, Mary's saying she's having the best time. And she said, no, because Mary did have the best time. And I was like, oh, and I said, I'll skip this part. But then she goes, I lost Mary. She went backstage and I didn't. Then I never saw her again. I said, oh, no. Did you leave? Did she ditch you for the fame? She said, yes. How dare she? I said, wow. She didn't remember the little people. She goes, she literally left me behind. I'm like, oh, my God. How dare she? She changed once she got that backstage pass. And I said, wow, I would never do that to you. And she said, left her best friend behind. Thank you. You're the superior friend. I said, where are you now? She said, home. I said, oh, my gosh. She said, with my mean dog. I said, not even a text from her. She goes, she literally got a backstage pass and said, bye. I go, no, stop. LOL. I go, she said,
tried
bye.
To sneak her in twice. Not wait, even one goes, time, two times.
So I said, she said, bye. Find your own way home. And I said, not even an, is it cool that my friend who I came with joins me? She goes, I'll remember this. No, she left me. I said, I just can't believe this. I'll make sure to mention this on the pod tomorrow. And where is your friend, Stephanie? Dead in a ditch. Cause of death? Abandonment.
No,
and then she said, in her defense, and I said, oh, now you're defending her. She said, well, she tried once, but went in the wrong door. She was too confident, so she got caught. And she said, and then she said, you know, the show was fine. They called Monica. She's like, I'm not really sure if Teddy and Tamara like each other, but they put on a show.
No, I thought it was great. I had a blast. It's just fun to be around Bravo people and, you know, just say that I rode an Escalade with some people. Is a good story to me.
Your first and last time with that group, I'm assuming.
I think they're going to be inviting me to anything again. Like, I'd be embarrassed to meet them again.
Like, you, like, if you're at BravoCon, you're like, I've never met you. I am putting my head down. I'm walking the other way.
Well, I did notice I did tag them today. And they didn't share it. They didn't share
They didn't share, but Tamara did respond.
Yeah.
She did say thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Was she
nice.
Thankful? I mean, she's
you know what? She put on, she knows what the people want.
Yeah. Oh God. So yeah, that was my night.
It sounds like a blast. Like you know, for your benefit, it was probably better it was on a Thursday and not tonight.
You're telling me.
What
you're
would happen in the Escalade if it was tonight? That is a fear. Anything else to mention about it? Or should we take a quick break and then come back?
Yes.
Okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough. Okay, so breaking news today. Just letting us know, Rugged is not going to be seen, the one with Caroline Manzo and Brandi Glanville. I also, okay, so basically.
So Caroline Manzo sues Bravo over alleged Brandi Glanville kiss. That's official today.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And I mean, so clearly Caroline does not want this to go to air. Like,
clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad because of Alex McCord. Justice for Alex McCord. Now, look, do I think she'll get thrown on a legacy season or whatever they do next with Roni, you know, whether it's another Rahugit? I think so. But it is like kind of crazy. Now, one, if it really did happen, it was like us all. OK, then that's like crazy. But if for some reason there's something going on that she doesn't want something to get out, it's like the whole thing is just so messy. It's so messy. And I'm bummed that it's either gotten to a point that we're not going to see it. And like, if that's, again, if it's assault, that we don't want to see that. And I don't think that it should be aired in the sense of getting people's public opinion and then to like crucify one of the two, right? Because you're going to have to choose a side at some point without, like, if you watch it, how it's edited, whatnot, like, throw it away, take that cast again. I mean, truthfully, you don't need Phaedra anymore. She's on Married to Medicine. Randy can probably be off it. No Caroline Manzo. Kind of do another recast. Do it with like people who haven't been on any of the Rahugits and send them again.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And also it's like Caroline Manzo is also very done with Bravo TV.
Great.
Yeah.
Do we need it?
I'm sad. But
I mean, I'm sad. I'm saying, do we need more Caroline Manzo on our screen? I think we're good.
So recently I'm on the daughter's TikTok.
I just saw a TikTok that popped up yesterday. Tell me more about it, though, about her weight, right?
So she basically eats she does like mukbang, essentially, and talks about like her day. And like, yeah, I mean, she's very open about being. She was like on maybe not Ozempic, but one of them. And she lost 90 pounds. Mm-hmm. And she knows she's too skinny, but she's also like gluten free and dairy free.
And she's also going through a divorce. So maybe that's like also stressful, too.
I think they're in very good terms. Like the other day he like went to grocery shopping for her.
Hmm.
She told us that.
Oh,
but she also seems like very down. Like she sounds like she's like depressed. I don't know. So I don't know why I'm talking about this.
Do you want that on your TV or are you fine with the TikToks?
Even I don't even watch the whole TikTok because they can be long.
So then so we're done.
Yeah, with so I guess I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Reunion for Beverly Hills is today. So we've got on the left side. So we'll go from bottom across. We've got Anna Marie.
Dorit. I'm annoyed that she gets to sit there the whole time. Like she should have just got to come in as a friend of.
And you know
why do they make her a housewife? Honestly.
Truthfully, she's going to like dominate these conversations like she did at BravoCon, where it's like, this doesn't concern you. And the fact that if Sutton's esophagus does not have its own place, then maybe you shouldn't have your own place in the reunion seating. So it's Anna Marie, then it's Dorit, where she deserves. Guys, this will be her last season. Mark my words. Then you've got Erica. Then you've got Kyle, Andy. Then we've got Sutton in first chair.
I know. That was kind of.
It's not surprising to me. Who else would have been in first chair? And then Garcelle, I don't think she's ever Crystal.
Sat in the first chair. I guess good for her.
She's only had one other season, right?
Sutton?
Two other seasons?
Oh, Sutton, I feel like we've known for a while now.
I know, but she was a friend of her first season.
Okay. Was she?
Is this her third season?
I feel like I've known her for ages.
I feel that I thought she was a friend of and then official last season and now official. Was she ever a friend of?
I don't know. I cannot remember.
It's escaping me right now and it's Friday, but Sutton and Kyle and first, this whole seating chart makes sense to me. I think that works. I'm sure that Dorit is probably freaking out being on that end because you know what? It's what she deserves.
Oh, I don't mind her, you know? And then Kyle was on Jeff Lewis Live this week. I'm wondering what
she's going to admit it all today, right?
Say at the reunion, you know, like,
she's going to be like, the paparazzi blew it out of proportion. I'm sorry. I just don't. I think even if they are dating, I still don't think she comes out with it. I think she's like, why are people attacking my relationship? I'm trying to figure. This went in the news before we even got to talk to our daughters about it. It's like, you put it there.
Right. I mean, she talks about that on Jeff Lewis Live.
Like, the whole thing to me is just like, I'm like, I don't think we're going to learn it. Hey, I would love to be wrong.
Well, they're never going to get divorced anyway, so.
No, but
actually she did say on Jeff Lewis Live, she said, I would never like if I'm going to get a divorce, I would actually go through with the divorce, because Jeff was saying like, oh, it's going to be so like hard dividing everything. You guys don't have a prenup and stuff. And she's like, well, I wouldn't stay with someone because of that. Like, I wouldn't, I would move forward with the divorce.
I think she would get more out of it, of dividing the assets.
I think they'd probably, to be honest, like,
I think they're they're just cohabitating and they're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that there was probably a period of anger when, like, you know, everything happened with her friend. And now I think that they're getting to a place where they can just, like, coexist. And it is what it is.
They also have, like, a million houses. So it's like, I can be in Aspen for 2 weeks. You can be in Beverly Hills. I'm traveling all the time. They're both traveling all the time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, live your life. Maybe take Portia or stay at home with Portia. Whatever. It's besides the fact, you know. It's like three of the girls live at home.
Exactly. It's fine.
So it's not a big deal. Would love to talk about... a little bit about Miami. Mostly just Kiki and her dildo.
I mean, also, Kiki needs a mojito. This is a bunch of bullshit.
I agree.
She's carrying the last two episodes.
It's like,
she's fantastic. Why didn't they go to her after party? That was so mean.
Rude.
That was 2 weeks ago.
So rude.
After the fashion show. And like, also, I really appreciated her, just like her story. We never have heard her story about being 15 years old and like getting, you know, kicked out of her house and rising up to the top. I think she has
such an interesting life, and I would love to learn more about it. I'm totally in agreement with you. And I think she would be willing to give it. It's really, Miami is just so interesting because they still treat the three of them, like Marisol, Adriana, and Kiki, as full-time cast members without holding a mojito. So it all works. So if it works for all of them, then maybe don't change it. But I'm like, this cast is great.
I agree. I want everyone to stay.
So they go to Mexico City this week. They're going to go see Guadalupe because that's who helped Frankie when his accident. I was cracking up when they were writing the letter to her. And she's like, you know, he's like, thanks for my health. And he's like, and money. She's like, come on. I was like, that's our Frankie. I love him. Yeah, I love
him. He's a doll. Just a doll. But yeah.
There's like a couple of fights, right? There's like the Larsa versus Alexia, which I thought Larsa went over the top on. It's like, Larsa, you do try to peddle every single thing that you've ever touched. Like, we're doing a tequila tasting. Like, I think she was more about it last season with, like, the dog stuff and, you know, everything that she was chilling. Yeah, you're
right. The jewelry.
Like, it's like, yeah, you are always doing something. And yet, just because they say it, it's still getting mentioned on the show.
Right.
They're still attending the events.
I love how she's like, I would love to have a Todd. You know, it's like
I'm sure you're getting alimony from Scotty. You have Marcus Jordan who,
I mean, don't you make $10,000 a day on OnlyFans?
It's like you take one foot pick and you're set, babe.
it doesn't add up to me.
It's and then it's also like Todd.
Todd's got money problems, right?
Right.
I mean, so he literally did a TikTok of doing renting versus owning that same apartment and how much money he saved by not buying it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Like,
yeah, usually when you rent somewhere, it's less than a mortgage.
Right. You're not spending $40,000 on rent.
Yeah. Like,
it seems suspicious if you ask me.
There's definitely sus. And Aunt Anna didn't provide the intel for us that Adriana said she would.
The whole, like, also that stupid Mother's Day brunch fight and like holding Nicole to the fire and like still not letting that go. I can't stand that story.
It's so annoying. I'm like, leave Nicole alone, leave Gertie alone. So like the second fight, right, is then Larsa and Gertie, because Larsa is saying that some people on the cast have fake tears. It's like, bitch, she's literally has cancer. Like, I don't understand how Larsa, it's so funny because on Traitors, I actually found her pretty likable.
I agree with you.
And then you go back to watching Miami, you're like, oh God, I can't fucking stand her.
Right. I did feel very uncomfortable at the Arch Studio dinner with
what
the
was
bunnies.
That dinner?
The bunnies.
Now, have you been to Mexico City? You have
echo.
Not, right?
No, you invited me in February 2020 and I didn't go. And then the world shut down.
That is correct. I did not, you did not attend with us. You said, this is another Mary. She said up until the day before she'd come, she'd think about it. She's going to look at flights. And then said, no, I'm not going to.
I still haven't booked my honeymoon.
Oh my God.
I know. That's actually pretty stressful, to be honest. I'm getting more and more confused.
I think a lot of people have weighed in and said, hey, do a little mini moon that week and then plan something for when you have the time to plan it. Mm-hmm. You could start now for summer. You have all summer off.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you should think about, is just do something that would be fun and easy for the week that you have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Think about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyways, so they're in Mexico City. They're staying in Condesa. They're staying at the Mondrian. But then, yeah. So the Larsa versus Gertie about the fake tears. Like, why Larsa?
Just not the right person to pick on, sweetie.
Right. Agree. Okay. So then, yeah. One of the events that they're going to, that they
those
do.
Those guys were not hot either.
Alexia set up a dinner at the art studio that's like a little bit of like S&M. And I love the in the closet and out of the closet combo.
Right.
They're like, no. All gay still. Out of the closet, aka is proudly gay talking about it.
Right.
She's oh my like, gosh. Oh. But I love that Kiki was. She into was it. Going to go for 5 minutes if the guy would accept.
Right. She was down.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good. I also think that Julia's learning how to do the drums.
And I also like loved her whole package of her walking that runway show the week prior. I mean, yes. Just like, I love like a full circle moment, and she's feeling really good about herself. She's having a great season. She's an opera singer. She's a model now. She's getting along with Martina. I mean, I feel like
Martina's in remission too. So like things are on the up and up for her. And again, I still think she had a little mini facelift. So she's like looking her best. She's dropped some weight. So she was feeling her best. Like. Yeah. It's a good season for Julia. I will say something that cracks me up about Marisol is Marisol has a nickname for everyone. So like Alexia is like bro.
Okay.
Larsa is Pips.
Okay. I like that.
Lisa is Monkey.
Oh, why?
I don't know. She always calls her Monkey.
Okay.
She just has a random like nickname for everyone. Which
her cocktails are Cockies.
Cockies. And I love that like. Everyone kind of has an event at this like Mexico City thing. Like it's Alexia's trip, but it's like Larsa's going to do a tequila tasting. Like Marisol is going to be like talking about Cockies. I was also laughing when they were talking about businesses too. When Alexia started going down the list of businesses, like this person, like Nicole works, Gertie works. And then she's like, Alexia works and Marisol did work for a while. Like it's like Alexia, like you
Marisol worked
first.
For a very long time.
Yeah. But like Alexia's like, I guess I don't really, like what does Alexia do?
She has the nail
Oh, she
place.
Has the nail salon. That's right. Yeah. But it was just funny that it was like third down on the list was her.
Right.
I'm excited because those things that they're going to do in Mexico City too are some of the things that I did when I was
like
there.
Like that boat thing, right?
Yeah, that boat.
So I mean, I could go to Mexico City for like 2 nights and then go to the beach after.
Yeah, you
would
could.
That be fun?
Yeah, I would I suggest that. But so those boats and the pyramid are a little bit outside of the city. So it's like a full at least half day activity.
Oh, okay.
So just like if you're thinking
I wouldn't do the pyramids.
No, sure. You don't have to. But I'm saying like if you were going to just know that like most of your day will be taken there. So it's like if you're planning on doing it, like if you want to go to like the Frida Kahlo Museum or like you wanted to like go more out, just know. And then things are closed on Monday. Like the park that they walk through. I tried to walk through that park, but it's closed on Mondays.
Oh, OK.
So we like got yelled at trying to go in. We're like, we didn't know who closes a park in general, but on a Monday.
Right. OK. Interesting.
But yes, I think Mexico City, I think you'd have a blast.
Like I just love Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Anything else like really about Miami? I still think it's a fun season. Like I said last week, I think there's just so much. It's like there's so much content on.
I know. And I know I'm going to watch The Traitors tonight. Obviously, I didn't watch
it
last night.
It's so good.
I kind of know two things that happened.
Well, I know. Like our friend like literally had messaged in the group. I was like, okay, come on. Like when we talk about things right when they're airing, we don't necessarily give full spoilers.
Right. Like, well, and Tamara said at the show that she got knocked out last night.
That was satisfying.
Saw Kate Chastain comes back.
Yeah, she was. Tamara was pretty upset too.
Oh, okay.
Like she was pretty. Like she started crying. She's like, I have a life, and I have to go back to my husband. Also, can we talk about the fact that Alexis Bellino is filming as a friend of?
Yes, they talked about that at the reunion too.
At
the two T's in the pod.
What'd they say?
And they also talked about like, I think John Jansen, something about David Bedore and
I know what you're talking about. So David Bedore, I think they texted Alexis and John, like texted David and Leslie or something, like want to come out on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a video you sent me.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah. That's the one that was like powered by iMovie and it's like PowerPoint.
Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
No, I loved it. Okay. Anything else or should we take one more quick break and then come back with Beverly Hills?
Okay.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back. This is Beverly Hills. We're in Spain.
We're headed to Spain because there's a few things I'd like to say before we head to Spain.
Let's talk about Crystal's Instagram.
Oh, first off, I have been loving how long have I loved Crystal for?
Forever.
I've been a
since
Crystal
the
stan
beginning.
Since yeah. the beginning.
Since her ugly leather pants.
I have just loved Crystal so much, and I just feel a little bit vindicated this week because she's bringing the heat, and I hope that she has held Dorit's feet to the fire at this reunion today. Because
well,
here's
she sure
funny
did
thing
on Instagram.
Well, so here's I know we're going to talk about the Instagram, but one thing before I forget. So in the after show on Peacock, they have them all in pairs, minus Anna Marie, who just sits by herself. Well, Dorit and Crystal are paired together, and what I realize is that they've talked to them before. They haven't actually watched these episodes. So they've talked to them, but they're not talking to them about any of the interviews that they've given to discuss the situation. So none of their talking heads have been seen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So like when they're speaking, they're talking about the situation at hand, but not necessarily what somebody said in one of their like interviews, like the shady stuff that they
said. Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. But talk about her Instagram.
So basically, she posts a picture of her and her husband because Dorit had called her a child bride this week. And obviously, she didn't like that. And
so Dorit, your best friend Kyle got married at 19.
Right. And she basically writes like tips for a great like 23 or 24 year old marriage or whatever. And like writes like normal things. And then it's like, and the last one's like, and my husband buys me real diamonds or something.
Well, so her
like
thing
something
says,
that I don't have to borrow.
Keys to a successful marriage. Set aside quality time together. Express love and appreciation. Manage conflict constructively. Buy, don't borrow diamond necklaces for your wife. Hashtag RHOBH. All new episode tonight at Bravo, at Bravo TV, 8 p.m. And then someone also says in the comments, don't acquire massive amounts of debt. And Crystal responds, number one.
And then, so literally this all went down on Thursday and then today filmed.
So then, So then also yesterday too, because, you know, Dorit's also talking about all the businesses that she started, right? Which is like Beverly Beach, it doesn't exist.
Literally, we try to go to the website.
And she's like, you know, we're getting educated, blah, blah. It's like, Crystal also went to college, whatever. So then Crystal is the entrepreneur, the founder of a successful coconut water company called Real Coco, which so many people are like,
Costco.
Yeah, which and like Amazon. And she's like, so many of you have asked about the coconut water company I co-founded with my brother and best friend 12 years ago. I welcome you to check out our page at Enjoy Real Coco and head over to the website enjoyrealcoco.com and learn all about our organic farm-to-bottle coconut products, because our website actually works.
Sure, that's freaking awesome.
And I just love that it's like, because like at this point, she knows she doesn't even need to do anything for Anna Marie, right? Anna Marie, she's got the American Association of Anesthesiologists right. going after her. Crystal,
and like, did you know that Crystal's
sister
is an anesthesiologist, which just like puts the cherry on top for me.
People were calling Anna Marie anesthesiologist. Like anesthesiologist, but Anna Marie theologist or whatever word is. Yeah. And I'm like, I cannot handle the internet. First off, everyone calling her 8.5. And then now also calling her Anna Marie theologist. Like,
just so good.
Too much. Like, the internet is unfounded. I'm obsessed with people. Okay. So everyone's bringing glam to the trip. And then we go to the airport. And this is also the difference.
But did Kyle not bring glam? She was doing her own glam.
I don't think she did. I don't think Dorit did. It's kind of funny that I saw something too that said like, oh, Garcelle now brings glam because Dorit doesn't.
Ooh.
So it's like Erica had glam. I think Sutton had glam and Dorit had and
Garcelle
had glam.
Yeah, but here's that the point. Sounds right.
So they're on the plane. They're on the plane and Dorit has to show off her Chanel pajamas. And then Crystal is wearing like TJ Maxx discounted pajamas. And I'm like, and this is money talks, wealth whispers.
Yes. Yeah, you're totally right.
Like, yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that that's real Chanel. It's like, Dorit, you are above your means. You are above.
Exactly.
You know.
What did you think about this Merce bringing Merce?
Merce Cunningham.
That couldn't be all his ashes.
Yeah,
I think she's got part of them.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they were split through from important people in his life. Right. I mean, he's a pretty well-known, renowned,
yeah,
like dance. I thought it was real. This is the thing. It's like, again, Sutton is so fucking rich and so wildly connected and is a socialite, as she tells us later. So she's not included in any of these conversations. Right. But like, she has such a life that it's like, of course she would be friends with somebody like this. Of course this would be a mentor. Of course this would be the most important like man in her life after her father passed, you know?
I like it for her. I appreciated it.
I thought it was sweet. And I was like, but I'm like, don't you have to like declare when you're flying with ashes?
I mean, it looks like it was only a little particle, just one Ziploc bag, just like the snack, enough to get by. Okay, I like am always really weirded out by her like house shape. There's something odd about her house shape. Do you feel like that?
I don't.
I'm sure a beautiful home, but it's like the front is odd to me.
The front kind of goes into a hallway like the into front. The kitchen, right? It's
but
almost like
no, but even like the front of the house looks like it should be the back of the house.
Oh, I haven't looked that closely.
Take a look.
Okay, I'll take a look. I'll take a look right after this.
Right. I also appreciated that Erica knew everything about Sutton. She's like, your cat's Prince. You've driven F-150. Your dad's name's John.
But remember, Erica also knew about LVP's Nanny Kay. Who's Nanny Kay?
Erica listens. And I actually thought it was super interesting this week that she was like, I cannot believe these ladies are like not giving me anything about these earrings. Like, I literally told you guys, wait, and I was going to be able to prove it all. They can't prove it was with client money.
Like you still don't care about the victims. It's not even if I think what they were trying to say is it's not about the earrings itself. And here's the problem. Erica, you've been so likable this season. And then whenever you bring it back to this of like vindication, it's like we don't care because they're still victims, whether they're your victims or not. There are victims. And you did live, you did profit being married to Tom, regardless of whether you knew or not. So they're just saying like, okay, great. However,
she's no longer talking to Tom anymore. She blocked him.
No, I mean, great. I'm just saying along the lines of like
she put down her dog that day and then he kept calling and calling and calling and she was like done. Tiago. Also, she can smell spirits.
This is the Erica I like, because I'm like, remember also when they had the, when she was like, yes, one time I was an old man, like her past life, like when they had that seance, like she was like a pirate or something. Like,
also, I'm like, the spirits are, they keep on talking about tiny. I'm like, they're children then.
Like there's like little people kids there that are running around. I just was like,
that's just means kids. There's like kids haunting.
I did not.
You don't think it's haunted?
I didn't want to stay in this house.
It was a little bit too rustic for me. You know what I mean?
It felt, it wasn't for me. I was like,
I was surprised. It didn't seem that nice. But Storm was nice looking.
It was outside of Barcelona. I don't know how far Sitges is from Barcelona, maybe an hour or so. But I am also I want my housewives to stay in a house together. That is true. Like when I say that, I don't want an Airbnb. I want to stay in a hotel. I want, I don't want an Airbnb. Yeah. But this one, I was like, I definitely don't want, like some of the places they stay, like the Chateau in France. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one was a miss for me. It felt cold, even though I know it was hot there. There's just a little bit cold. And obviously there's spirits. Right, but this also made me think Sutton and Garcelle have such a fun energy together. I like said today, like, wouldn't it be fun to have them as like a Crappy Lake kind of show? Not necessarily Crappy Lake where they go fix a town, but like a buddy show of them like doing like rich things in Europe. And like,
I honestly think Sutton could carry a show with her and Abby.
She's
like a day to day.
She is so unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
And just like out of touch. Like
Her and Kathy Hilton would be amazing together.
It's almost like
out of touch.
Why we love Lisa Barlow.
Yeah.
Like there's a perfect level of delusion, but grandeur and like expensive that I'm like, I could watch you on my TV. And then also self-awareness with it, right?
Did you see Kathy Hilton talking about how she goes to Cheesecake Factory every week and how Rick loves the chicken Alfredo?
Well, I love a teeny from Cheesecake Factory. I'm with Kathy.
A martini
from Cheesecake Factory. You guys, there's a Cheesecake Factory that is next to the movie theater at the Grove.
Okay. So yeah, you go get a teeny.
And And I've gone to many of the restaurants around the Grove, and the Cheesecake Factory
hits. Yeah,
for a great teeny. And what you can also do is you order food to go and you bring it in the theater with you, and you've got your own blast. Dinner.
I love this. I love that.
But I'm like, do not knock a Cheesecake Factory teeny until you try it.
Kathy goes once a week. That's date night with Rick. They love a Cheesecake Factory. Okay. And then coming back to Kyle and Dorit. Like Dorit like shaming Kyle for having sexy clothes.
I love that dress that she brought out.
The rose
silver
one.
No, the silver one. I thought that was like fun.
Okay. Also, Dorit, you like the first season had boobs up to your neck. Like we're constantly showing them. I feel like she got them redone and downsized. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it.
Also, Dorit, you rent your clothes. I'm sorry. You rent your clothes and you're not the fashionista you think you are.
I hated that weird headband thing that she was wearing. I feel like it did not go.
With like the kind of like Pollyanna dress.
Yeah. Garcelle was stunning at dinner.
Remind me what she was wearing again.
I just remember her face glowing. Oh, like, okay. I literally was like, oh my God.
Well, because Storm came into the room. Storm was there. Also, did you love too when they were talking about Kyle's fashion and she mentions that her leather leggings are always a go-to? And I'm like, okay, Morgan Wade. I think I've seen Kyle in leather leggings once. Someone roll footage for me.
Right.
Roll footage. I was like, okay, uh-huh. I love that. Like, I loved Erica. She was kind of wearing like the pajama look, but then she had put the TR that she won that said, c'est moi, from, you know, all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that. Like, I was also like laughing too, because they're like, it's 11 p.m.
I know. It's just different over there.
Well, it's also they were traveling all day. But Sutton and Crystal were like in black. Anna Marie was there.
Oh my God. But Anna Marie, she has to ruin the dinner. And she goes, I need to get something off my chest. I literally rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh, she's like, God.
I got to address the elephant in the room. I'm like, the elephant is gone. Go away. You are the elephant right now. Just go
and
sleep.
You're the worst apologist. I'm sorry that affected you.
And she's like that's not an apology. I apologized, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay, not an apology. If you have to be defensive, that's not an apology. And you know what? We don't care. We don't care.
I did like, I like how Sutton was like, you know, and you like are calling me like lonely and insecure because I'm single. Like that is not okay. There's three divorced women here, but also there's actually four because Kyle's been divorced. Because it's Garcelle's been divorced, yeah. Erica, Sutton, and Kyle's been divorced too.
So. Yeah. Good point. And it's also just like, something that like annoys me is when people act like being married is such like, I'm so
like
glad
an accomplishment.
It's like, congratulations, no, totally you found a partner, but doesn't mean that you're like better than somebody because you found a partner.
I completely agree with that.
So it's like, get out of like, congrats. And not to be rude, but the accusations surrounding your husband and the fact that he rated you an 8.5 out of 10 aren't glowing reviews. Right.
No, I
bring that. Do you think they bring that up at the reunion?
She's not going to have a good look at the reunion.
It's not going to be good. She's also going to be on Watch What Happens Live next week, too.
Also, like, she's never coming back. Like, the audience loathes her.
Like,
it's just like I said, feels like such a miss.
When
like, I mean,
say
it's
that they want like Teddy back. That's how much you are hated by the Bravo sphere. And that's unfortunate for you. Unfortunate. Right. And like, I don't think that there's anything that she could do unless she's like gonna say, I'm divorcing my husband. But even then, we'll just be like, okay,
nobody would care.
Like, I hope you find someone who thinks you're a 10.
Right. I also do believe Crystal said these things about
unintelligent, back.
But I think she was like, probably like had some drinks that night, was like, oh, you'll just like find out the women. They're not like the sharpest tools in the shed or something like that.
I don't
think she
said it to Anne Marie at all. I don't think she said it to her. I think she said it on the show. I think she watched the show and saw that Crystal had said that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Crystal said something along the lines like, I think I said this before, like, we have stupid fights. The fights are like so surface level and like kind of shallow, but like whatever, you know, like I think. Or she said it to somebody else who's then, like she said to Kyle or something, like Kyle told Anna Marie this. Like, I don't think that Crystal said this to her because I don't know why after Anna Marie has lied plenty of times and we've caught her in these lies from the previous
literally,
episodes.
She did say that Crystal said that Sutton had an eating disorder when actually Anna Marie herself said it.
And I think what's kind of annoying about the whole thing too is it's like, okay, a lot of the women, like there's something against Crystal that they like don't like, right? Like there's always kind of like some sort of like gang up that happens. And it's like, okay, so now Anna Marie said something that you can take back to Crystal said it. So now you're going to believe her even though she's lied so many times, but just because it goes with the narrative of how you want Crystal to feel here.
And literally, Anne Marie, you're trying to make
Crystal forever.
Esophagus story happen and then trying to pretend like you are making Crystal relevant. She's like, you should be thanking me for giving you something to talk about and making your ass relevant. Also, that was like so like breaking the fourth wall. It's like, girl, read the room. Read the
room.
Nobody
knows who you are. Season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, no one knows. Like, you're making her relevant. No, you're really not. Because also, Anna Marie, you started all of this. Crystal never said any of these things. You started the conversation and put
like
it out into the ether.
Nice that Crystal doesn't care. She's like, I don't even think people really believe it. Even though, like, Erica's like, she definitely said that. Dorit's like, she definitely doesn't think we're intelligent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that it fits the narrative of what they want to say. But I'm also like, it's like, I love that Sutton was defending her because she was like, no, but and also defending herself. I am rich. I'm a socialite. Like Sutton is just at this point, she's like, I don't give a shit, you know? And it's like, I wish Garcelle defended Crystal a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Because there are a good threesome there. And I think, now granted, I know with like Rinna gone, but it's kind of like Anna Marie has taken the place of like, oh, I'll be like your Teddy in a sense, like I'll be a number for you.
I mean, she's like, Kyle's literally moving Anne Marie's mouth. I honestly think that she's completely been
coached by Kyle. The after show this week, Sutton says, like, it's funny how she knows these things and it's coming from Kyle. She straight up says it.
I mean, I've been saying that for weeks now. Did you notice when they get into the car, does Eric have a giant back tattoo? Did I see that?
What?
I thought I saw that. No. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just didn't notice.
What do you think
it.
Is happening with Crystal though? She's dehydrated, maybe?
I think she's dehydrated. I think that it looks like a really windy road. I don't know about you. I get super car sick just in general, and especially if I'm not in the front seat. And I think she just, the high altitude, being dehydrated. Yeah. Let me tell you who I don't want as my nurse though. Oh, your veins are big. Thanks for the help.
I know.
And then Kyle grossly being like, how the tables have turned, that Crystal is now at the mercy of Anna Marie. It's like, I don't think, you know, as a medical profession, I would assume that takes precedence over how you feel about someone.
Right.
You know, and I did love, like you said, Crystal and Sutton meet the next morning. And Crystal says that, I don't care what people think. You know, that is something that's important to you, Sutton, which I was always also like kind of laughing about. But I do appreciate the honesty that they have with each other.
You know what? So also, I feel like when I watched this episode, I wasn't really into it, but I just had like a ball recapping it. And I just think that's
interesting. This is you last week too.
I know.
I think you've mentioned like you feel, so I think what you should do in these sort of situations is I like to watch things twice. If I have the time.
I don't have the time.
I know. But sometimes I think, like, sometimes I'll, like, put on, like, if I'm doing something, I'll put it on in the background just to, like, hear it or something.
Yeah.
But I think.
I can't do that.
I know. It's fine. You're busy. But I think it's funny, too, that Garcelle, like, has to talk to Anna Marie in the morning. And, you know, Garcelle's just like, the producer said I had to do this. This is for the storyline. But I do like, you know, Sutton saying like, Crystal, you need to stand up, like, don't let her off the hook.
Sutton and her ugly yellow hat are letting her Where did I get yellow from?
Well, it's okay.
Yeah. She's like, you got to stick up for yourself. Don't let this Anne Marie. She's been talking about my esophagus. Come on.
Okay, Erica. What is that noise? And she's, oh. It's Erica. Boy George, I catch him doing that all the time. Like, you didn't know what it was, Dorit. You didn't know what it was.
Oh, well,
no.
This was fun. I love our happy hours.
I also love when Kyle's like, I'm going to call 911. I'm like, it's not 911 in Spain.
It also seems a little dramatic.
It's also like the producers are there and you literally have a nurse on hand.
Right.
You're and like, practice. what is 911? Like at this point,
I'm like, also she... like the last person to go to the doctor.
Wait, but also like, I feel like I remember a preview of her being in an ambulance or like on a stretcher.
Yeah. Crystal. Yeah. No, they definitely. Yeah, she probably just gets an IV.
Love Crystal. Don't care. Love her.
Also, love this. I feel like the homeless, not toothless event, there was like a to be continued and we didn't pick up back from that. And I remember it was a to be continued because I was thinking, why are we going to come back to this table? So how was it a to be continued last week?
I don't recall. I've lost memory. I can only retain so much of it.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I made egg salad.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
And I put it in a lavash bread wrap. And then, and then I added some roasted red peppers to the top, a little sriracha mustard. And then I toasted the wrap and then I cut it in half and then I ate it.
Did you cut it in the middle or at a triangle?
In the middle at an angle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you have for lunch?
It's always pizza day on Fridays at work.
What kind of pizza?
I get lunch at work every day. So it's like... just like a pizza, like nothing.
It's just cheese is what I mean.
Pepperoni. Pep. I had one slice of pep and some Caesar toppings. Salad. Sorry.
No. What will we have for dinner tonight?
Chinese food.
Ooh. What do you order?
Okay.
Thank you. You need to log off, guys. Go ahead. No, but it's Friday happy hour and I want to know.
Okay. So we go to this really famous place in San Francisco. It's called Santung. They're known for their chicken wings. However, I think chicken wings get compromised. You need to eat that at the restaurant.
I understand.
So I don't get the chicken wings. I get the sweet and sour pork, chicken chow mein, green beans.
Yep.
Are
they like a garlic, like green bean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is like
the women when Storm's bringing out the food to them and they're eating and they're like
bursting in their mouth. Yeah.
When it's like, oh, it's bursting.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Egg rolls, Their pot stickers are insane. They were like really filled, like delicious.
Yep.
And beef, yeah, that
broccoli,
was it. No,
mushroom. No,
I mean that was like five or six items. So it sounds that was amazing. Plenty.
Like, it sounds amazing.
Like I already ate. I already ate it. I ate it.
Oh, you already ate?
Yeah, I already ate it at 5:30.
I haven't eaten.
And like I'll probably like Michael's going to be home pretty soon. I'll probably like have a little bit more.
You're, like
too.
Pretend you didn't eat it yet.
There's so much, and Kelly had it too. So
second dinner.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Also, one last thing. I'm going to end on this because we're talking about food. When I came home from two teas in a pod, I decided I was going to make a hot fudge sundae. I recently bought fudge, and so like I microwaved the fudge, put the ice cream, and I found peanuts.
Wow!
And I'm putting the peanuts all over. Like I basically like take a bite and then like add more peanuts.
Go to McDonald's. I go to Michael. I go, this tastes like McDonald's.
He's just like, go to bed. Stop. But can't you just imagine that?
Easily.
Yeah. 100%. So on that note, guys, go make yourself a hot fudge sundae on this wonderful weekend. And see you
next week.
Bye.